It was very droll to see the peculiar look with which he regarded his feathered friend, not knowing exactly what to make of her civilities, and doubting how they should be received. When her family were educated and able to do without her care, she was a frequent visitor at Jock's kennel, and would, if permitted, roost there at night, instead of returning with the rest of the poultry to the henhouse. Yariko certainly was a most grateful and interesting bird. One could almost believe a parrot had intellect when he keeps up a conversation so spiritedly, and it is certainly singular to observe how accurately a well-trained bird will apply his knowledge. A friend of mine knew one that had been taught many sentences. Thus,
"Sally, Paul wants her breakfast. Sally, Paul wants her tea."
But she never mistook the one for the other. Breakfast was invariably demanded in the morning, and tea in the afternoon. And she always hailed her master, but no one else, by,
"How do you do, Mr. A?"
She was a most amusing bird, and could whistle dogs, which she had great pleasure in doing. She would drop bread out of her cage as she hung at the street door, and whistle a number about her, and then, just as they were going to possess themselves of her bounty, utter a shrill scream of,
"Get out, dogs!"
with such vehemence and authority as dispersed the assembled company without a morsel, to her infinite delight.